Good evening, everybody. Michelle, can you lead us in the pledge?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that all the directors are here tonight. And item three, agenda is approved. And we'll start off with public comments. Alex is out sick.
Oh. Okay. John Ledoux.
Right.
I was just passed out two documents to the board. Is this mic on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little, you have to speak directly into it.
I just passed out two documents to the board. One was a map of the Wrightwood Village Trail, and the other one is a document that I would like to read. The Wrightwood Village Trail Committee, John Ledoux, Ron and Sue Parody, Lynn Hale, and Kathy Smith would like the CSD to consider taking over the jurisdiction of the Wrightwood Village Trail. The original committee, consisting of a total of 9 members, started planning the trail in 2001. After many years of work, it was completed and dedicated in October of 2011. Caltrans owns the property the trail is on and turned it over the maintenance at the time of the dedication. The Wrightwood Village Trail is used by our local village as well as visitors. The walking school bus utilizes the trail as well. We all enjoy the daffodils that bloom along the trail and the benches and the doggy pot stations, plant identification markers, and QR readers that give some of the history of our village. It has truly been a community effort to accomplish all the improvements the past 6 years, both from the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Camp Fenner, and private individuals who have donated their time and labor and money to help the ongoing vision for the Wrightwood Village Trail. The committee members have been maintaining the trail through donations from our community and sale of t-shirts and hats for the past several years. The cost of maintaining the trail can be provided if the board will kindly consider taking this on. It is a hope of the right. It is hope that the Wrightwood Community Services District Board will vote to take on the future of the Wrightwood Village Trail, as it is truly an asset to our village. Thank you for your consideration, John Ledoux and the committee. Real briefly, I guess this pretty well spells it out, but we would like you to consider taking on the maintenance of the Wrightwood Village Trail, and as soon as possible. I know we can't do it this year, but next year is right around the corner. So if you would please consider that, we would appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Karen Marbach. I have a friend who couldn't be here tonight but wanted me to pass this along. At the Shop at Home weekend Friday afternoon, another restroom saga. There was no toilet paper, and she just wanted to know if there was some way to have a sign or something out there with a phone number that you could call to if something like that were to come up. Also, Saturday, my son went in to use that restroom and into the handicap stall. It wasn't flushed, so he flushed it and it didn't go down. So he went into the next stall, and then water started creeping over, and then when he went to wash his hands, he had to, you know, step back away from the water. So I, too, wondered if there is a way to have a number that we should call, or should we report it, or just wait for them to find it. But it seems like that could have, the first one, the toilet paper, could have been a quick fix if there was a number posted or some way to know who to contact.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
My name is Kathy Walsh, and I have been trying to come to these meetings. And
I'm sorry, Kathy, can you speak directly into the...
Sure.
It's a little bit...
How's that?
Even more direct.
Okay, my name is Kathy Walsh. I've been trying to come to these meetings. I haven't been able to, so I'm glad I was able to come tonight. I just want you to know that I know everybody is trying to learn, and I, for one, really appreciate all your efforts that you're doing. If I ask a lot of questions, it's because I'm trying to understand and help us all move forward in the right direction. So I know it's new to everybody. The budgets are, you know, trying to be carried over with a lot of speculation. So I mostly just want to let you know that I think most of us probably understand that. You guys are doing your best, and we're here to hopefully help you keep going that way.
Thank you, Kevin.
Any other public comments? Okay, so let's move on to item 5, agency reports. Would you like to give us your report?
Good evening. Good evening. Oh.
It goes there.
Good evening. I'm Sergeant Robert Bocari with the fueling station here in the community of Wrightwood. Last month, we had a total of 117 calls for service, and there were a total of 13 reports taken. There was nothing significant to report. There was no notable arrests. About a third, 25% of your calls for service are accounted for area checks, burglar alarms, follow-ups, and home checks either made by our agency or probation. In the community of West Cone Valley, there were 15 reports and 3 reports, 15 calls for service and 3 reports taken. I've noticed for calls for service in the Phelan area, our vehicle thefts are starting to climb. People leaving cars running unattended.
Is that why they're being left running and people are just running up and taking them?
The reports that I reviewed this morning, yes.
Okay.
They leave them running in the morning, trying to get them warm,
right.
And people were out driving around the night before, the day before, trying to figure out who's leaving their cars running, and then they come back and they pick them up. So. We only had one vehicle theft here in Wrightwood last month, so make sure, I know it's cold outside, but if you don't have an auto start where you don't have to have a key in the ignition, don't leave your vehicles running, and don't leave them running at the gas station, don't leave them running. One of our deputies, when I was reviewing reports this morning, mentioned we're in Phelan at Union Bank, and I guess because the police station's right behind them, they leave their car is running, and they get out, and they go inside the bank. So, don't do that.
Or the post office.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's good. Okay, thank
that's
you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Any questions? Yeah.
Can I spell your last name?
V as in Victor.
Right.
A.
Right.
C.
C.
MRI.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything to do with the topic, but I understand the 5 freeway is closed as we speak.
I don't know about the 5 freeway, but I know the 215 has had intermittent travel all morning because of a fire that was down near the bank.
Down near where?
The 15-215 split.
Sorry.
Good here. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
You're good.
Not necessary. There you go. Yeah, Susan?
Good evening. I'm Susan Gray with the Office of County Supervisor Robert Lovingood. And just for brevity, I left our newsletters in the back so everybody can see what the supervisor's been working on for the last quarter. That should help you. And also, is anybody here from the chamber? Okay. Well, I did want to congratulate them tonight because they have been awarded a $21,000 tourism grant from the county to promote the area of Brightwood for the entire year.
Yay. Yeah, that's terrific.
I thought it was $40,000 because the main the chamber hit 100 and the chamber had over 110 members and it qualified at 101.
I understand, and in fact, I was at a meeting today with the Phelan Chamber of Commerce as well. What the county did is a lot of people did go for that last minute push and get new members, but they vetted out and only counted the business membership. So most of the chambers got 21,000.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Excuse me. Any other agencies here that we missed? Okay, thank you. Okay, item 6, we'll move on to the consent calendar. And So we have the September minutes, November minutes, and November disbursements. And Steve, help me out. I always have trouble with this consent. We just take these. We just
do
the
block.
We just as a, and so we just motion, ask for a motion.
Second. And okay. And you can vote on it as a block.
All right. Thank you. Do I have a motion to accept the consent calendar? Somebody.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Do we need that discussion first? Or?
I'll second it based on some corrections that I saw.
Oh, okay. Well, now's the time to do that. So,
on the special board meeting, I'm not sure it was a special other than just a regular schedule for September 5th. But under public comments, the last sentence says, the chair may limit each speaker to a comment period of 93 minutes or less. I believe that was a typo and should be 3.
Right.
It was a generous night.
Other than that, and the special board meeting heading, I would second those with the corrections.
Okay. All in favor of the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? No. The motion carries.
And for the record, the comment that Director Franklin made with respect to the September board meeting should also apply to the comment, to the language in the public comment period in the November board meeting as well.
Okay. Item 7, the General Manager Report. Al?
Well, I wrote it out.
Well, could you make a comment on, there was a public comment earlier about the bathrooms on the open house night, and weren't they left open longer or something?
Well, the restrooms on plane, and the following night when...
Move it a little closer, please.
The evening of the Christmas party and the evening of the parade, the light parade.
Right.
The chamber had the keys and the responsibility of maintaining those facilities from 5 o'clock on.
Okay.
So if something happens, then, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to point a finger.
Well.
That's where the responsibility was, and that's where the agreement was. That,
okay.
Have
you talked to the chamber about that?
I have not.
Okay. So can you talk to the chamber about that and make sure they understand?
I have a meeting coming up
Tuesday.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, they've got to make sure it's taken care of. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Al, is there an actual closet that we store the toilet paper in, or that the people who have the keys have access to that, the chamber?
The shed is over here, rather large, and all of our toiletries and other supplies and all the equipment that we have that we need storage is all in that particular facility.
And if the chamber is taking over the late
night... Can you speak, just so it gets on that record?
If the chamber is taking over the late night responsibility of opening and closing, that type of thing, do they have access to the shed? Okay.
Yes, they had the shed's got two separate keys or two different locks. They had that, and they had the locks, the key for the locks for the restrooms themselves.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a good report. I like it.
Who from the chamber did you talk to? Just follow up.
Courtney.
Courtney, thank you.
Okay, you guys have any questions on the general manager report?
No.
Okay, let's move on to the budget hearing. So I believe on this, have to open the hearing. So I'm opening the hearing for the budget discussion.
So this is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on the draft budget that has been prepared and circulated.
Right.
The process would be for the public to make any comments.
Right.
And at the end, board president can close the public hearing and then move on to the next budget.
Right. Does the public have any comments on the proposed budget? You do?
I do.
Excellent.
I'm never in front of you. Jen Seekabay. On the budget, you guys are getting into the concert business, looks like, for $45,000 for Music in the Pipe. Is that true?
Well, no, that hasn't come up yet, so we don't know that. It's not approved or...
Okay, because there's a lot of things that you guys don't really think about with that.
Okay.
That's
not in this budget.
I thought it was.
No.
It was on the agenda.
No.
Okay. And I guess I don't have anything to say. But there are some concerns about doing that, you know, giving Music in the Pines money.
Okay, well, when it comes up and it is in there, we'll be very interested in your comments.
Going up to the mic. Yeah.
The park over here, I understand that's school property. Do we pay a lease for that use?
It's a lease, but it's not for any money. It's just like it's a bucket.
It's a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1. Oh,
okay, good. Thank you.
That's an easy budget item.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Kathy, did you have something?
Not.
I don't have it with me, but I just had a question regarding the expense for the walking school.
For the record, can you state your name?
Yeah, Ron Parody. And looking over the budget, it seems to me I recall seeing in here $24,000 expense for the walking school bus.
That's not in there. That's not been approved or anything.
Okay, because I was wondering. I thought it was a free service given by the locals here, and I was wondering what the $24,000 expense was made up of.
No, that's not on the budget.
Okay.
Hi, Kathy Walsh again. Just a couple of questions, mostly for clarification so we all understand where everything is going. My first question is on the election. I know there was some confusion on who was going to be responsible for the $46,000.
Right.
Do you have this in here in case you have to pay, but is there something being done now to try to split the cost or have the county cover some of the cost?
I believe we do have to pay it. But we need to find out for sure, but I believe that's the law. So if the election wins, then the CSD has to pay it. If we lose, then the supervisors pay it. That's the way it's supposed to work. So it was in the original LAPCO budget, and so we moved it over in our budget too.
Okay, but that kind of came as a surprise, it sounds like, right?
No.
No? Okay, I thought I saw somewhere in the minutes.
There was many surprises, but yeah, that wasn't... Yeah.
Some people were surprised,
okay.
Maybe because they hadn't encountered it before, but it was definitely put out there at previous meetings previous to the formation of the CSD.
Okay. And the surprise might have been that we heard that it might even be more than the 46, but I know Wes has been negotiating diligently.
Well, we don't know that. So
the additional is not there.
Right. Okay. Good. And I know some of these costs were just brought over from the LAPCO budget, but I guess I want to be clear on. We all know what they're for. I had emailed Wes and Al with a couple questions, and they replied as best they could. But I'm curious about the contract for finance support for $12,000. I was just told it was carried over. Is that someone to do the taxes? Is it budgeting assistance? What is that for?
I think that was on the LAPCO, but we didn't, you know, I mean, we really went over the budget to what we understood as our, we didn't just blindly bring anything over from the LAPCO.
Nope.
So if it's not on there, then it's not part of the deal.
Right, but this is on the budget.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And what is it for, and who is it going to, and how will that be managed?
I don't remember what that was.
The audit is separate. This was basically a CPA that helps us on a monthly basis. I'm sorry?
For a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
And is it necessary for, is $1,000 a month reasonable for a bookkeeper? I'm just curious.
I think it's too high. But you know, like I replied in my email, you know, on the expense side, I'm willing to be conservative and put things that are a little bit too high in there, and then don't spend it.
And so you don't have a bookkeeper yet because you're still waiting for funds. Is that correct?
No, it's now time to do it. This is one of the things we want to attack between now and January.
Okay, and I understand that you.
We did that first though to be more complete. So money is starting to come in from the direct assessment. We haven't got the other money in yet. So we're feeling better about it. We know what some of the liabilities are.
Okay.
And so we're feeling like we can move forward.
Okay, good. And in our communications that we had, we discussed an upcoming website work to try to get the communication out to the community.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see anything budgeted for that in here.
No, we're gonna Chuck, what item is that on the, we were just talking about this.
Item in what sense?
Oh, in the budget that...
In the budget what we looked at was we have a 10% of total expense called a contingency.
Okay.
Right.
There's $35,000 there that we have the opportunity based on, you know, what the board thinks and whatever, if we needed to pull money out of there to do a web design and maintenance, we have some additional money there. And later on, we'll go through the check register and where we at. It was at one point it looked like we were, you know, God, are we going to get a $50,000 bill come, you know, January and not have the money? But when we went through this with Al and Wes, We're pretty much on point on that. You'll see that in the additional information.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks. So my only other request is regarding finances right now is not with the budget so much as when you do your monthly reports, you're covering your expenses and you show the deposits, but the deposits don't designate where they came from, if it's community building or whatever. And I know you don't have a lot of revenue sources, but if that could just be noted next to each deposit, then it's easier for the public to match up and your bookkeeper or whoever with the budget that we're helping to review
right.
and approve.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question. When are we going to find out the exact amounts on the revenues going to be coming in?
Well, they come in every month. You know, there's there that.
No, I'm sorry. For the tax. The bigger chunks.
The tax, well, we've already received, they're on a schedule. So they have this schedule where it's at, what is it, 13, it's 13 payments in a year, okay? And they're not all on month, you know, they're offset a little bit because, for example, we just got a payment of $16,000 that covered from 11-4 to 11-30 or something. And that was for $16,000 of that direct assessment. We haven't received any money yet from the. We don't expect to until January on the general tax. You know, $121,000 a year. So we haven't received any of that yet. So it's
when do we think that's going to happen?
January. Yeah. And it's all based on cash receipts. So as people pay their property tax. Then they pool it up together, and then one of these periods, it lands in that period, they slide it over to the bank.
So then the April one, right, the second payment, if you will get that in March.
Yeah, but that won't be the direct, like all the direct assessment is done up front. So we should get most of the direct assessment by the time February or March rolls around, right?
Yeah. Because I'm just really curious, I know we're using the revenue, the numbers from LAFCO, I'm really curious to see what the real number is going to be like.
Well, I mean, those are the total numbers of LAFCO, and so what you're saying, you know, when do we get this, you know, how does it come in? I mean, we don't know yet. I mean, what the tax collection office told us was is that we should expect about 60% of all the taxes collected by January or February. Right, but the direct assessment is in if everybody even just pays that first half, right? Because it's two payments, and so if the mortgage company is paying your property tax, that $85 is still in that first payment.
Oh, okay.
So in my mind, you know, I've been over it a million times, you know, with that same question, and it just looks like it should all be there by February. But I hate to say that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see it come in, but it has been going into the bank. It has been working,
okay.
Which is good.
And the budget that's presented is very conservative, and I think that's a great move for us to be very conservative until we see
what the flow is.
Yeah, what the flow is.
Yeah.
So by not taking on or doing extra things right now, it's just going to be, we need to be conservative.
Just sort of hoard it and pay off our liabilities. We've already made a couple of payments to CRNR, and they weren't expecting any payments until January, so we've already, you know, tried to pay some of that stuff down. I know what the liability is with the San Bernardino, County of San Bernardino. We keep really tight control over that, and we should have the money to pay that, you know, in January.
Maybe we should continue on with the public comment portion of the public hearing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then
okay.
When we get, once that part's done, then the board can deliberate on the
okay.
The budget.
That's right. Any other public comments on the budget? Okay, I'm going to, the hearing is now closed for the budget.
Yes.
And now we
can. Good time.
And now let's move on to the discussion.
Well, you're discussing.
Is there any other questions on that, though?
No,
I think it's a really good question, important to understand the flow.
Well, not only for the board members, but for the public as well.
Yeah.
What the flow is going to happen, I think, once we get the next couple of months under our belt,
yeah.
we'll the first 9 months of the board, I think we'll be in a pretty good foothold.
Well, I'm pretty optimistic. You know, we've got, we know what the liabilities are. We know that. We've got the county to agree to the bill, right?
Yeah.
And had them agree to the bill, that's really important. They had one prize. I had a different one. And, but they agreed in writing. You're right, this is the bill. So I feel good about that. I feel good about the money coming in. We've already had a couple of payments. I project it out. It looks good.
Okay. Yeah, Wes, I have one on the salaries where we get into Social Security and workers' comp and all those type of things.
Yeah.
We had talked to the ad hoc about doing ADP. Would that fall under the contract for financial support?
Yeah, I mean, ADP is going to be extremely cheap for this.
Yeah.
And I only say ADP because that's what I know.
But it could be any of those services. You know, they
right.
calculate everything out for you, do everything for you.
Right.
It's definitely the way to go.
Okay.
And just to add to that, that's part of that contract for financial support.
Right.
Can I make another comment?
No, sorry.
Really?
We're closed on that, yeah.
Based on what you're discussing.
Yeah, we're closed on that. Okay, and so, is everybody okay with the budget?
Yes.
Any other questions or anything?
Streetlights.
Yeah.
Is that just the energy used and not the repairs?
It is.
If I can add to that, basically, Edison, if a light bulb's out or a light needs to be replaced or whoever's, you know, car hit it and it fell down, that's on them. Okay, Edison takes care of that. What we're paying the, roughly speaking, $22 a month on per light is for the usage of the light.
It's just for the electricity. So if there's a bulb that goes out, they pay for that.
Exactly.
Okay. Or if they got to bring on a truck to replace a light, they pay for that.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Or if they have to fix a...
Extension cord.
It's
on
them. Is that their extension cord on? I mean, I don't know.
That's
pretty
much what it is.
We should just call them and say, hey, you need to fix it and see what they say.
That's convenient. Yeah, I don't know.
So we're essentially renting the service of streetlights as opposed to owning and maintaining the equipment.
Right, okay. We just have to pay for the electricity. That's right.
Al, on the facility rentals, when are those billed? Monthly, quarterly, where? How does that work?
All of those things.
The answer is yes.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have we received any revenue this year from facility rentals? Those have come in?
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
we're going to be covering a lot of that next month.
Okay. Cool.
We're going to bring up that whole issue with the the rental fees and who's doing what, and we'll be putting that all together for next month.
Good.
Okay. Any other questions on the budget? Okay. Can I have a motion to pass the budget?
Yes, motion to pass the budget as is.
I second it.
All those in favor of passing the budget, say aye.
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 All those opposed, motion carries. Okay, item 10, solid waste update. I don't think there's really much to update on this. It's going okay. Producing the dump cards, everything we need. As people still don't have them sometimes, and so we're doing all that. Like I made the comment earlier, there was some dispute over with the county on what they were going to afford the charges for that, but that's been solved. So it's all in our favor. It's very good. There's really nothing else to comment on that. And then item 11, director's election cycle, discussion of possible action. Steve, can you elaborate?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As we discussed at the last meeting, beginning January 1, all districts would be required to have their board meetings on the even year cycle. Currently, by virtue of the LAFCO resolution, which formed this district, you're on the odd year cycle. So what we talked about last meeting was the process in which to bring the district into compliance with the law that becomes operative on January 1. So what you have before you is a resolution that I have prepared. The formatting is a little different. I guess the translation from my computer to Al's computer is kind of messed with the formatting a little bit, so I apologize for that. But what it does is it lays out in all of the recitals sort of the history of the district, the election cycle that you're on, and then the election cycle that you're required to be on beginning of the year. One thing that did not get plugged into the agenda materials is there's an exhibit that goes with that resolution. And it's an Exhibit A. And this is what it looks like. All it does is it identifies which board member, each of the five board members, and when your current election year is and when your new election year would be. Keeping in mind that ultimately this is not the board's decision. It is one, if this board were to pass this resolution, it would go to the Board of Supervisors for the Board of Supervisors to make a final decision on.
Oh, okay.
So what Exhibit A says is it lists each of the five board members in the current election year and the new election year for Director LoPiccolo. Current election year is 2019. The new election year will be 2020. The same for President Zuber. For Director Franklin, he was appointed to fill in Stephanie Carroll's original term. So his current election year would be 2019. That's the first half of a four-year term that would have ended 2021. So that seat would be up in 2020. And then whoever is elected at that time would only serve until 2022. For Director Schneider and Director Hordyke, both of those directors have a current election year that would end in 2021. This resolution is adopted that would extend to 2022. So with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions.
So we pass the resolution, or should we pass it? We pass the resolution, then it goes to the supervisors.
Correct.
And then they have to make the final decision.
Correct. Exactly.
Which, why would they decide any other way?
I can't imagine why they would. This 2017, there were a number of districts who had elections that were scheduled for November of this year. I represented about five of those, and that filed similar resolutions. Your general manager serves on the board of one that adopted similar resolutions in about January or April of this year. All of those were sent to the County Board of Supervisors, assembled, and my understanding is that the county approved all of them.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it would basically be a ministerial act. It saves the community a lot of money and not having to fund your own elections in the odd numbered year where you're bearing
that $46,000 we're talking about, right?
Right. Where you're this community is bearing the full brunt of those costs.
Right.
This way, you are you're only paying a pro rata share of whatever the the full even year election is. So it's a win win all the way around. So I can't imagine that the Board of Supervisors would not pass this.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, I don't think there's much to discuss. I think we have to move to that even year, so, right?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of...
we need a motion.
Oh, we need a motion. I'm sorry. What am I doing? We have a motion to move to an even year election cycle. Approve the resolution for an even year.
Second.
approve the director's election cycle for the even years. Resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the motion would be to adopt the resolution.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Staff,
got it.
Staff will put the resolution number, appended a resolution number on it, but really the motion is simply to adopt the resolution.
All right. Do I have a motion to adopt the resolution?
Adopt the director election cycle resolution.
Right.
Or even your, I guess.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries. item 12, district employee definition, establishment of position, discussion and possible action. And Al, can you go over this? This is to replace Shannon.
Right. That's correct. And basically, the district needs to create a position. That's why I came up with the title of District Service Level 1. Just because that's good every time. And the information before you, I have the salary range, the average hours per week. And
it's so it's $12 to $15 an hour.
Correct.
What's that dependent on? That's just experience or?
It's dependent on experience. And also I happen to look at other agencies.
Oh, okay.
Of a similar position.
Okay.
You know, and that's kind of where things are
set. It's a reasonable range.
Right.
For reasonable that.
Reasonable range for that particular position.
Okay.
Now, the duties seem rather extensive.
Yes.
Okay. But in reality, okay, some of these duties are once a week. Some of the duties are daily.
Mm-hmm.
The position being 20 hours per week,
mm-hmm,
may mean that we open longer hours, so that instead of just being Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 o'clock, which is 4 hours, maybe we use those days and open at 8 or close at 2. Also, I'd like to throw in there for whoever gets the position, perhaps one of the Saturday or Sunday. But again,
okay,
that needs to be massaged. A lot of the stuff here, if you look at it, that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, cleaning, maintaining community building, and other facilities, and that type of thing. I tried to break down a bit for the various parts. We're looking at a position that would not just be secretarial in the office right here, but it's going to include, like what Shannon does. And everybody knows Shannon, and you know, she mops the floors here, she cleans the restrooms here inside. She has on the outside as well. You know, she's done stuff in the past. It's all within the purview of the position. And some of these duties are already being performed by contractors. So, you know, like the outside restrooms Monday through Friday is being done by the contractors.
Right.
The cleaning of and the opening of. We have a landscape contractor that does a lot of the gardening and that type of thing. So some of these positions, I wanted to make sure that they all got written down and put into the job description.
Right.
You know, but perhaps as the district grows or we get more funding or whatever it is, maybe we'll create a second position and, you know, utilize the same scope.
Oh, we'll see.
But that's see all that. To be...
But we're just, it's just a one position right now.
It's just a one position right now.
Right.
There's no more than to create one position at this particular point.
Right. And you have an ad for this too, right?
That's the last page.
Okay. I have a couple questions. So On these restrooms are considered the Vivian Knoll Park restrooms? The outdoor, outside restrooms,
yeah,
sorry.
Yes.
Outside. So this person would take over the duties that we're contracting out right now?
No.
Not at all.
Then what is the...
This person could take over the duty for a Saturday or a Sunday.
Okay, but not daily.
Right.
Okay, I was wondering about the amount of time and how that was going to work.
We have, we have a contractor.
Yes, and we're going to keep that contractor.
As far as I know.
Okay, great.
I'm not looking at anything.
Okay.
That's major changes. Like, well, I was just trying to...
I think I misunderstood what you had just said.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I took it the opposite way. Sorry about that. My other question is create board minutes. This, we're talking about for these meetings. What are board minutes?
For these meetings.
So does that mean that person would be sitting in here acting as secretary?
It could be.
Okay.
Again, that position, that particular duty is being taken care of by Alex, but she's not here tonight.
Right. And she's temporary volunteer, wasn't she?
Yeah.
When she first joined in, she was not looking for a volunteer, I don't think.
That person could fill in for her. That particular person could take on that task.
Yeah.
It's only once a month.
Yep. Okay.
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 And then they could do the minutes and have the minutes completed, you know, the next day.
Great.
So the idea would be take out the ad ASAP.
Absolutely.
In the paper, Facebook, and write with Calif.
Correct. And let's keep in mind that January 1st, Jimmy Shannon's got a full-time job working for the county downhill.
Right.
Okay.
She's got two offers, and she has yet to pick which one she's going to do.
Okay.
She will have one of them, one of the other.
Well, I would say...
Are we going to put it in both newspapers? Or in News Plus as well as Mount Meir?
Sure, why not?
I think we should put it in News Plus as well, we're trying to get the word out there quickly.
Absolutely.
Well, no, they're once a month, aren't they? And it's already out. Oh, thank you, Victor.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, if the position is not filled by January,
then put it in there.
Then I could talk to Don Fish, Don Fish Jr., who has that.
Okay.
And if I got to him in time, you can put it in his January position.
Okay.
So what I'm asking for the board at this particular time is to approve the position and let's move forward. We have basically about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think we need a motion or anything, right, Steve, on this? We do?
We need a motion to create the position. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
As far as hiring, that will be your general manager.
Okay.
Al, do we want to call this just District Service Level 1 or District Service Level Employee Number 1?
No, Level 1.
I'm going to put it as Level 1.
Okay.
Somewhere down the line, we may create a Level 2.
But
it's the lack of the word employee, though. Or
how many times have the word employee written in the job description?
It's the title. Not the description, but it's a moot point.
Okay.
Steve, on this, can we take a public comment on this, I think? On this second?
Yeah,
we can take a public comment. Yeah.
Hi, sorry, Kathy Walsh again. I just have a quick question. I just want to clarify, there's one position that you're hiring for now? Okay, and there's two in the budget.
Right.
So is that for in case you hire somebody else, or is there already somebody else you're hiring?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, it's possible. But we just have one right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one is park service staff and one is facility staff. So
that's right.
Curious.
Right. And some of the funding on the park service staff is for the
that is one of the items we got from LAFCO that we carried over, and if we don't use it, we don't use it, which is great.
Okay, yeah, because if it's a contractor, then you wouldn't have to pay all those other taxes out of it as well. So I just
trying to
clarify and understand.
Right.
We're aware of that.
Okay. And can I ask on this on the description, it looks like way more than somebody could do in 20 hours a week, but maybe you're just putting all the potential duties on there in case you ask them to do it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
What I was
doing. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
And we have contracts for the two outside agencies, right? Or agreements, whatever, for the septic control.
We have a contract with septic control to do the restrooms out here Monday through Friday.
Right.
And we have a contract with a landscaping company to do the landscaping.
Right. Okay.
Actually, we have a third contract, kind of on the slide, that if we have snow this year, we have a snow remover already lined up.
Okay.
How often do the landscapers come?
Once a week.
And they're in the process of sending us their insurance. We have that already. Beautiful.
Okay. Can I have a motion to create the position of what is it again now? Level one.
I move that we create the position of district service level one.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed, the motion carries. All right, item 13, general manager contract. So I don't know if you guys have had a chance to review the contract.
So I have a question on the state representative. On the salary part, it says the rate of $26.40 per hour for the first 25 hours, right. And then could work in excess of or a maximum of 10 additional hours at that same rate.
Right.
Any work in excess of 35 hours requires prior approval. Is it still at the same rate?
It is.
Okay. Okay.
The idea is that he doesn't, Al does not have to get approval to work those additional 10 hours,
mm-hmm.
right? Because things are flexible, they go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But that if it goes over that, then the president or the vice president can approve it, but the idea is that president and vice president would ask questions, why, what, mm-hmm. you know, what's wrong, was there something extraordinary? Are we asking now to do too much? Are we, you know, what is wrong here? We need some kind of feedback mechanism.
Okay.
And then it would possibly come up to the entire board, like, hey, we got this wrong. We need more time, or whatever it might be.
Okay. So the final sentence about employer may but is not obligated to increase employee salary as deemed appropriate. That part is about a pay raise across the board at a later date, not
right.
something on an hourly.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Typically, the general manager goes through a review once a year, and then based upon that review, you do see an adjustment of down firing, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. and just to add, also add a little caveat. Any hours over 25, I need to show some accountability. You know, I have to justify. I'm not just going to be able to write down a piece of paper. Oh, yeah, I did 28 hours this week. You know, no. You know, here's the reason why.
Okay.
And one of the other changes from the contract we saw last month went from a 3-year term to a 2-year term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then also for the sick leave and executive leave and those type of things, that's compensation. We went to Wes, if you could explain that. The
With the PTO, instead of trying to divide, which is just paid time off. That way it's just a general paid time off. You can take it for whatever the reason is. Doesn't matter what the reason is. That way we don't have to manage that. You know, the way it was before, it's, say it's vacation time. Well, this amount of time for vacation, this amount of time for sick. No, it doesn't matter. Just PTO. Just flattens everything out. Less work for us.
Those were basically the changes that we made, right?
Right.
We also had some discussion last time about being able to cash out at the end, and what if that accrues, and do we need to do that on an annual basis? Can you speak to specifically if anything was amended? It looks like
on the PTO or the.
Well, no, it would be the accrual. He has the 60 hours, okay? At the end of 1 year, can he move that over to the next year for 120? Yes.
Yes, but it caps at 120.
At 120,
so let's say he's at 120, and he goes another month, he does not earn more PTO.
Right.
It just caps.
So use it or lose it after that.
Right.
Okay.
And because we want him to take a time off, that is the right. We don't want that to be hoarded, you know, the PTO hours. The idea is to take some time off. Secondly, whatever PTO is left at the end, say Al should quit or the contract is terminated some way, we would buy out those hours.
Right.
At 24.60.
Okay. To be cashed out.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Right.
I like that a lot more.
Question?
No. My only comment was the term last time, but it's been adjusted, so I don't have any further comments. I'm okay with it.
Right, okay.
One question, I guess for Steve, I'm not sure. On the end of this, signed by the president, obviously, Al, and secretary, would that be Alex? Is Alex the official secretary?
No.
I think what we've been doing is typically that's another director, the vice president.
Okay.
Yeah. So we could put a vice president there.
That would be better.
Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to approve the contract for the general manager?
I will make a motion to approve the contract for the general manager.
And I'll second that motion.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being patient on that, Al. Appreciate that.
Does that mean we have to start paying them now?
No, it doesn't mean that.
We got the budget.
We can still defer it then, right?
Yeah. Okay, item 14, director's comments. Anybody have any comments?
Well,
in general?
I don't know. What is communications going to be?
Communications is if somebody writes a letter. Or if there's a flyer from, say, the chamber for an event.
Okay.
We'll put it into the packet. I built it in the spot.
Got it. Okay. I feel like that we have to address what has not been addressed at this meeting, which is there was supposed to be an ad hoc report about Music in the Pines, and it's not on our agenda, and I feel like we need to address why.
It's not on the agenda. I mean, we can't really discuss it without it being on the agenda.
Well, just so we're clear, the Brown Act does allow for, and we've seen it in most of your meetings, when a member of the public brings it up, the Brown Act does allow for the board to briefly respond is the language that's in the Brown Act. briefly respond to non-agendized items that come up.
Yeah.
I think if there's, if, with respect to Director Schneider's question, if there is an answer, the Brown Act does not prohibit that
answer. Okay.
I think what the Brown Act would prohibit would be a lengthy discussion.
I can answer it then.
Well, I mean, I can answer it. I have the information, but it hasn't been given to, I don't know if even all the board members know. I know I communicated it to Al and Leo, and I don't know where it's gone beyond that. And since it was agreed at the last meeting, so for if, in general, Steve, if we've agreed at a meeting that something's going to be on the agenda, and it's not on the agenda, when do we bring that up?
You bring it right now.
Right now, yeah. Or for the public during public comments?
Sure. You can bring it up. Well, I think you can bring it up during director's comments, or you can bring it up on, under item 16, future agenda items.
Okay.
Either one is fine.
So there is no. I mean, do you want? You can address it if you want to address it.
Well, I just didn't think we had enough. You know, I thought the last meeting was incredibly long, and we weren't ready yet. And so I didn't. And so I didn't think it was appropriate for this meeting. I mean, that's a simple answer.
Leo, you got the text I sent about it, right? So do you feel like
the meeting was our meeting was canceled?
Yeah, it's a non-issue at this point. The proposal has been withdrawn. So the proposal is no longer out there about Music in the Pines. Mm. One town has withdrawn it as a proposal, and so essentially there is no further task, I don't think, for the ad hoc committee.
Okay.
And so anyway, that was why I thought it needed to be addressed, because it's not going to be on any future agenda in that case, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I got a couple questions. Number one, Al, Karen had brought up earlier about the bathroom and no toilet paper, and is there a number that they could call when problems occur? Is that not, would that number be like if the chamber is in charge of it or somebody's in charge of it after hours, that it would be their phone number that we'd have to have?
The district has a phone number.
Right.
760-249-3205.
Right.
That'd be the number to call.
Okay, but on Saturday you're not in. Well, you are, but you're not supposed to be in. You've been spending the time there. My point being is, if it's the farmer's market, if it's the co-op, whatever, but I'm just saying, if somebody else is involved in it, you know, where it shouldn't be you having to run down and do it.
Right.
Is there any way that they have an avenue to get a hold of somebody, is all I'm asking.
No.
No, okay.
How do we go about addressing that issue, Steve? Is that something we discuss at this meeting or something we discuss between meetings? But, I mean, I feel like that is a need. I've heard several people comment on it just in the past 2 weeks. Of requesting that there be something posted. Just kind of like you go in Walmart or you go in, you know, a gas station, and as you leave the bathroom, there's a little sign that says if there's problems with this, please text this number. Like maybe it's a number they can text and not call, expecting to get a human. But something so that...
Well, one thing you don't want to do is discuss this between meetings.
That's what I thought.
Please don't do that.
So it has to happen here, right?
It has to happen at a board meeting. So the appropriate, in my view, the appropriate response would be this issue has been brought up at the board meeting, and if the board wishes to pursue a resolution of it, then you would agendize it for your next meeting.
Right.
And then at that point in time, your general manager would then present a staff report at that next meeting with what he envisions would be an appropriate response to that item, and then the board can deliberate.
Do you want it on the agenda for
I think it needs to be on the agenda for next time. All right.
Okay. All right, any other director's comments?
Yeah, last one. On we passed last meeting, we passed the community garden Correct. And the proposal was that we were to get 3 years' worth of donations from them. I believe it was $25,000. Do we have any idea when that three payments will be coming into our revenue stream?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think we can. I don't have an answer for that. So I think we'll have to wait till next meeting.
Oh, is this the Brown Act again?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I mean, I don't think there's really. They don't have an answer, so we really can't go over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer to that specifically.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll address it after next meeting. I'll put it down on my list.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I have one comment. I thought Friday night, the shop at home, I call it shop at home, I thought it was stupendous. The tree, the chamber did an awesome job of putting that together with Michelle.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of people were in town. I know my establishment was very busy. The car lighting show, the car show on Saturday night was unbelievable as well. So I think bringing back some of the Christmas vibe back in our town is starting to happen, and I think it was well illustrated on Friday night. So hats off to the chamber.
Agreed.
Yeah, I
think they did a great job. Okay, item 15, communications. There's nothing here, right?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, item 16, future board meetings and agenda items. When's our next meeting?
After January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Wow. We'll call that the hangover meeting.
Yeah, okay, January 2nd.
I don't have four agenda items to bring before.
Right, okay. And you've got a couple written down. Okay.
Wes, 2 bathrooms of the community garden contract is what I have.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll have, just for clarity, we have the bathroom phone number, the community garden. We'll also have, which will probably take a lot of time, is the rental fees for our facilities. And
well, I mean, we're just gonna review that, and we'll bring it up in the next meeting for the agenda. That's just gonna be an agenda item, right?
Right. That's an agenda item for next month.
Right.
The Village Trail proposal or request or however you want to put it, we want that on next month's agenda.
That's up to you guys. You haven't made a decision.
But we can't make a decision without discussing it at a meeting, and we can't do it tonight because it wasn't agendized.
No, you're missing my point. Just because somebody presents something to the board does not put that on the agenda.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Because on the agenda is what the board tells me to put on the agenda.
Right.
Right.
What
that's
I'm
what
saying
said.
Is that something that, to the board, I guess that's who I'm saying, is that something that we want to put on the agenda for next month?
Yeah, we could put it on there. Yeah, put it on there. Kathy, do you have a question?
I just want to know how we can get things on the agenda, or do we approach you guys? How do things get on the agenda, things that we want to discuss?
Just exactly in the public comments, and then if the board feels that we should get it on the agenda next time, we will. But it might not.
That's basically a
board
decision.
It is up to us, right.
Okay. So here's my request, and then you guys can decide if you can put it on the agenda or not. I'll make a spreadsheet that I thought was great that he passed out last month for all of you guys on priorities. I think it would be helpful for the community to know what your priorities are. So I would like to request that.
Priorities in what way?
It's a spreadsheet he passed out at the last
meeting.
Goals and objectives.
Oh, okay.
And I think it would be helpful for us to know that, and also help you guys with your planning as you move forward so that you don't have things that you think you're going to discuss that you don't. So that's kind of where I'm going with that.
Okay.
I think it would be awesome to know what your priorities are so we can understand where you're going.
Okay.
I
think that's it. I mean, we do the public comments at the beginning, and I don't mean to cut you off, but really we're doing public comments again.
Okay, so here's my question then. If I'm not allowed to do public comments after hearing your discussion, how do I know how to respond or ask questions about what you're discussing?
Well, I mean, it's after a particular topic, so...
This is the topic, agenda items, next meeting.
Mr. President, I let the commenters...
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay or it's not?
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, I don't know.
What are the agenda items you're suggesting?
My comment was that I think you should be allowed to continue.
Okay. My other question is just if you could let us know how you're going to be communicating with our community. I know you're working on a website. I know a lot of people weren't aware of different things happening at certain times. Not everybody's on Facebook or the Wrightwood Forum. You probably aren't mailing things out. So just a general idea of how you're going to communicate with the community and let them know what you're doing and what's going on and when the meetings are and those types of things. I know you've got the Mountaineer. Not everybody subscribes to that. So something to update us on the community.
Well, we do. I will say we do do that. I mean, we do Facebook. It is on Wrightwood Kellogg. All the audio for all the meetings is on Wrightwood Kellogg. We have the meetings here. You can get on the mail list. I mean, we have so many ways to communicate. I think we pretty much have it covered.
I was going to recommend the email list because the agendas go out like 4 days before the meeting to everyone on the email list, and that's a good way.
Okay. I guess we can just continue to let people know about the email list because I wasn't aware of it, and I've been kind of following it off and on. So, you know, and that's once you have the website up, people will know there's one place they have to go and not
look at
all
true.
These different topics at all these different places.
Yeah, we are missing the website for sure.
So that's all I had to find out.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's a sign-up sheet back.
I got added.
So in terms of the website, is that something that we need to agendize? Is that something I can speak to you directly about? That's a high priority for me, and I know we've spoken about it in the past. But is that...
Both of those things are fine.
Okay.
Agendizing and talking to your general manager, both are permissible.
Okay. So, whatever you think is the next best step.
Well, we could put it on the agenda if you like. It's up to the board. Or if you just want to have a private conversation, we can do that. Whatever.
I don't know if you've met with Joe or where things have gone since the last time. I don't know if that's a...
I'll address that. I've called him numerous times. There's no response.
Okay.
He sent me a couple of emails. I've responded to his emails with emails, but no response.
Okay. Then it's not a good avenue.
And I've tried, we've looked at a couple of other prospects in this, maybe it's part of that industry, because we're doing the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll find something.
Okay. All right, if that's all there is, then the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.